The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed that. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Hey, welcome to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan.
And this is a very special audio-only podcast. This one's not going up on the YouTube. This is just for you and me with the magic of intense, beautiful audio editing for my beautiful audio listeners. And the reason for the audio-only podcast is because I'm working on something for the YouTube. The YouTube's going very well. Something is functioning in the algorithm for the first time. We're up to almost 12,000 subscribers. If you get to 100,000 subscribers, I believe they give you a little plaque. And so I'm working on some videos that I think will work well to grow the YouTube and thus the podcast and thus the money and thus the ownership of a boat. So to get myself to do the work of the editing on those videos, I'm doing an audio only one here so I don't have to edit something else visually. We can just pour the efforts into those visuals. But today on the podcast, today on the audio podcast, we will be responding to questions. I put up a thing on the Instagram for people to ask questions, and I will now answer the questions. Here we go. Andy asks, when will the Crowd Pleasure special be coming out? Andy, I don't know. Whenever Sam, my sweet visual element worker, component, compadre, friend, can finish it, and he can't really finish it until I send him all the footage, and I've got one last piece of footage left to send him. So I'll send that today, and then Crowd Pleasure is on the way. Serenity asks, what's the best, worst thing about Philly? Best thing about Philly is the people of Philadelphia. Boy, there's a Philadelphia attitude. When I came to America, I thought, wow, that's a whole country full of Americans. Wild. And when I went to Philly, it was the same thing, but my goodness, everyone here is Philadelphian, and they have that glorious Philadelphia edge, and I love it. And the worst thing about Philadelphia is the all the pain and hardship clearly being suffered by the people of Philadelphia. A lot of injuries, a lot of billboards asking you to sue people, a lot of homeless, a lot of crumbling. There's a lot of crumbling going on in Philadelphia. But I tell you, there's nothing wrong with Philadelphia that can't be fixed by what's right with Philadelphia. I love Philadelphia. I believe in it. Someone asks, gay son or lesbian daughter? Definitely lesbian daughter. I won't be going into detail. I'm going lesbian daughter. Another person asks, can a white man travel to C is in capitals, without looking like a sex tourist? I hope so. I hope not to be a sex tourist. I mean, there's no riff for so long it doesn't have a couple of bins in it, but I think I can get, I'm so amped up. I've got to calm down. I'm not going to be a sex tourist. Excuse me. Would you rather watch a tree grow or a knee grow? I'd rather watch a knee grow. Oh, no! I'm sorry, I didn't get that. I didn't get that while it was happening. I was really just thinking about knees and children and my sweet children as their knees, you know, and all the other parts of their body get bigger. That's terrible. I want everyone to know that that was an accident. And I can edit it out. But you got me. And it's only fair that I include that in the podcast. That must be a sort of thing that they say all the time in America. I didn't go to school here, so I don't know the tricks. We don't do that sort of nonsense back in my country. Excuse me. Next question. In early July, you got me. In early July, you mentioned a book about being less judgmental on James O'Force's We Can't Catamaran Plan. What was the title? It was, I wonder if I can find it. It was one of the documents of the Second Vatican Council, and it wasn't about being less judgmental. It was about being judgmental, being reserved for God, and that we've got to cleave to love while also not judging, and how difficult and painful that is. They don't go into a huge amount of detail, but it resonated with a lot of other things that I'd read in the catechism, you know, in the Bible and people I've met. Does the Lord mind, is the next question, does the Lord mind in, I think that's meant to be if, in I have a couple of strong cocktails while I read my Bible? I think he does. But I'll tell you what I think he doesn't mind. I think he doesn't mind you reading the Bible while you have a couple of strong cocktails. I think to have the cocktails for the reading of the Bible, that's a problem. But to have the cocktails and be reading the Bible, it's always a good time to read the Bible, even at your cocktail time. It's an old joke someone once told me, which is, you know, monks go to the priest, stop dinging me. Excuse me. I'm in a mood. Oh, I'm in a mood. Do you know what's going to make the mood better? Is I'm going to go bowling shortly. I'm going to take a break in doing this podcast and I'm going to go bowling. I've started recording this podcast too late. Took too long to do the editing for the left and right echoey pan at the start. I was trying to get all the pops out. I don't think I managed to do that. Hey, I'm going to tell you this and then I'm going to go bowling. It's the old there's like a monk and he goes to the head monk and he says, Father, is it all right if I smoke while I do my rosary? Or your brother? And the priest says, absolutely not. You can't smoke while you do your rosary. And then the brother comes out and he sees another priest smoking and doing the rosary. He says, hey, we're not allowed to do that. I just asked if I was allowed to smoke and while I did the rosary. And the guy's like, no, but I asked if I was allowed to do the rosary while I smoked. Do you see? Do you see? Do you see?
Do you see?
We're back from the bowling. A beautiful time was had. Next question. Are you planning on becoming a voice actor? No. I would love to be a voice actor. Seems like the easiest money in the world, even though AI threatens to take that away from us all. But no one has ever asked, and if anyone ever did ask, well, actually, sometimes I've volunteered it. Sometimes I've laid out a little, what would we call that, pro bono voice work? But no one has ever offered to pay me for it. Can you take me under your wing is the next question. And no, sorry, I can't. Why Australian is the next question. That's where I'm from. And here's the next question. Did you like Spokane? Oh, yes. I loved Spokane. Spokane. I loved Spokane. I look forward to going back to Spokane. Downtown Spokane. Man, one side of that river so beautiful. One side of that river so scary. I love Spokane. Can't wait to go back. Let's power through. Would you bring your top donators on a scenic trip once you obtain the catamaran? No. Which is not to say you're barred from ever coming on it for giving money to the catamaran, but I would never, ever, ever, ever sell time on the catamaran. That's my boat, my choice, my rules, my body. Do you hate the English? No, but I'm confused by the English is the next question. Oh, you know, I got in a big conversation with some Americans at a bar this week when I was pretty loose, pretty drunk. I was drunk. And yeah, I was talking about the differences between American and British comedy, and just that American comedy seems like it always has to be, it's not abstract, it's very seldom abstract, and it really has to be based in reality somewhere. Even alt comedy is just being based in a stranger part of reality. But you know, I went back and I watched Ken Dodd
the great English comedian Ken Dodd. I think that's how I say it. And it's it. My goodness, he's tickling people. He's treating. Here's what I think it is: the British alti, strange, weird comedians. Not only is that much closer to the mainstream in England, but basically what they're doing is treating the audience like a small child. And Americans refuse to be, you know, they say you don't understand irony, but actually they just don't like being treated like a child because they've got to run the world's empire. And I don't think that sort of comedy, that infantilized, beautiful comedy that I enjoy very much, I don't think that would have passed muster back when the English ran things. Any plans on coming to Colorado in the future? I can't wait to come to Denver. It's my top city. I'm trying to book a show in Denver ASAP. Is it true that Haitians, eating our dogs and cats? Well, that was, of course, in the debate. Did you watch the debate? Dear sweet listener, I watched the debate. I couldn't make sense of who won and who lost because No, everyone's telling you that their guy won and their gal won and whatever. But I did find it funny. That was one of the better moments when Trump said, "They're eating the dogs." And then they go, "That is not true. Haitians are not eating the dogs. Where did you see that?" And he goes, "It was on the television." And boy, I mean, the election now might come down to whether or not the Republicans can find a Haitian eating dogs. In Springfield, Ohio. Gee, it'd be a bad time to be a Haitian who likes eating dogs in Springfield, Ohio, because all our eyes have never before been on you. Eyes will be on you now. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Applebee's or Chili's? Someone wants to know. I've never been to Chili's. Welcome to Chili's. I'd love to go to Chili's, but I really have enjoyed my time at Applebee's, a beautiful family restaurant, very cheap big drinks. Can't wait to have Applebee's. Ooh, if I hadn't just eaten a taco, I'd look to getting Applebee's. But it's time to eat Chili's. Everyone tells me Chili's is great. Can't wait to go to Chili's. What books would you recommend to someone that is trying to read more? It's a great question. I could use that question myself. But the easy books, I'd say the easy modernist books, because they impress people and they're short. So I would say straight off the bat, Notes from Underground. That's to say that's a modernist book is perhaps a stretch, but it's short and it lays much of the work for the modernism to come. I've read To the Lighthouse once and I've never made it through Mrs. Dalloway, but I really enjoyed my time with To the Lighthouse. And it's not especially long. Ballad of the Sad Cafe. It's more gothic. But I'd say that one, that's a breezy read. If you want to read more, read something breezy. Just crack on through it. But if you want to read more, I assume there's a pretension there to some sort of literary excellence and the feeling of being a reader rather than just reading. Oh, but a long one that doesn't get you a lot of respect, but that is great, is Gone with the Wind. Sorry if that's controversial, especially after some of my regrettable comments earlier in this podcast, but boy, it's a good read. Quick, fast, easy, fancy books, The Stranger, Albert Camus, Sometimes You Feel Like You Need to Shoot an Arab on the Beach, Stranger, Albert Camus. I would struggle to say much else that I found gripping. Certainly recently, everything feels like a slog at the moment. Oh, let's get to the next question. How was Atlanta? The asses were huge. Where do you get your flannels? Goodwill. What's your opinion on the catamaran from Waterworld? Haven't seen Waterworld. Would love to. Would absolutely love to. Was the cranker worth saving? Oh, that's a deep cut. That's a deep cut from back home. Back home in Adelaide, South Australia. One of the most beloved pubs by grungy types and tattooed binge drinkers of all ages is the Crown and Anchor, where they've had a great open mic running for over 10 years, I think. And was it worth saving? I mean, they've got to remodel those toilets, that's for sure. Gee, the restrooms there, not a very restful scent. Some of the worst toilets in Adelaide. Is it worth saving? Yeah, I think so. I mean, largely because I stopped going to the Cranker. I would go there for shows, but I would never
say, oh, it's time to go to the cranker, just because it's there's a strong progressive type vibe at the Crown and Anchor, and it's not the Exeter, where there's also a progressive type vibe, but that's more of a sweater talk about Camus and do a little joke about shooting an Arab on the beach. That's what happens in Camus' The Stranger. I wasn't just singing that song for absolutely no reason. I'm an Exeter boy. I'm an Exeter guy. A dark ale at the Exeter, a half graph. Man, if they wanted to shut down the Exeter, I'd spring into action. And the Crown and Anchor, it's good to save it. I mean, it keeps a lot of people I don't like from going to the Exeter. And for that alone, I think it's a beautiful, beautiful establishment. And I loved performing there, and I did enjoy my time there when I was younger. Who wins in a fight? Sam Hyde, Gillis, and you versus 11 white guys for Harris. I mean, 11 is too many. Three on five would be fine. Do we have to win or do they have to run away? I wouldn't be much help in that fight. I think Sam Hyde and Shane Gillis would be doing a lot of the heavy lifting, literally heavy lifting. They'd be skinny little white guys for Harris, wouldn't they? How big's your hog? One person asks. It's fine. It's not a problem. Sometimes I tried it. It's difficult to buy trousers that fit in that area. People ask if I'm coming to the motherland. I am trying. I shouldn't have said those things about England before, but I would love to come to England. This person's asking me if I'm coming to the United Kingdom, and I would come to the United Kingdom. And Dublin! I wouldn't miss Dublin. Well, I would miss Dublin if it wasn't there. Dublin's worth saving. I'd go to Dublin, and I'd go to the United Kingdom. And I'm trying to see if I can line up good podcasts there. And I think the first thing I would do would be to make a recce, a reconnaissance. I'd just go over for a week or two and do as many of the big podcasts as I could to try and build up some of the audience, try and get next to their audiences and with clout take them into my audience. And then I would consider doing a run of shows after that. But that would be definitely the first stop, would be a podcast tour, try and build up an audience. And if you the person who asked that question, if I'd come back to, will you be coming back to the motherland soon, Jim? United Kingdom flag emoji. I missed that out, but there was a United Kingdom. That's how I knew that what they meant by motherland. Yes, if you can get more listeners, I'll come. Next, what's your next best idea for visual component that's never been done before? You better believe it's just a video of me bowling. How's the heat treating you? I hate it. Doing anything special for today? I'm recording this on 9/11. No, I'm in bowling. I do bowl. Do you have plans for doing a show in Indianapolis? Not yet. Please make more fans in Indianapolis. How do you keep yourself centered in the right-wing bubble of Austin comedy? I mean, it's not especially right-wing. Maybe that would pass for right-wing now, but I find that most comedians here are in favor of abortion and homosex and... is that right wing now? Maybe it is. I mean, what we're dealing with here is Gen X 90s leftism, in my opinion. That would be, if there was a bubble, I'd say that was where it was. But I don't really see a bubble here. I mean, it's such a liberal town in a very conservative state. It's a conservative scene in a liberal town, in a conservative state, in a liberal country, in a conservative world. So, you know, within that, you just try and be who you are. Have I thought of a name for my catamaran? No. Do I have a favorite Lana Del Rey song? I absolutely do. It's probably Summertime Sadness. Sorry, it's not a deeper cut. There are many other Lana Del Rey songs that I really like. I really like that one that goes...
Hello, hello. Can you hear me? I could be a mama. Without you.
I love Lana Del Rey. I love Lana Del Rey. She seems really groovy. I'm a fan. I'm looking through her songs now. She's got so many great songs. Lana Del Rey. Video games. It's an older one, but that's a good one. Man.
Will you still love me when I'm no longer young and beautiful?
But Summertime Sadness is apparently the critical reception to Summertime Sadness when it first came out. Well, the critics didn't like it. They thought it was silly and over the top. And really, that's all good things probably seem silly and over the top when they first come out. Who's my favorite saint right now? Right now? Right this second? Oh, feels like a bit of Saint Jude. No, I'm just being silly. My confirmation saint is Saint John the Evangelist because I was very moved by his gospel. Oh, and someone else asks, favorite saint? That came in a wave. They're back to back. Can I have a ride in your boat? We've addressed that earlier. Probably not, but maybe if we become close personal friends. Where will the Crom? Finally a question about my sweet football team, the Adelaide Crows. Where will we finish next year with or without Knicks as coach? I don't know. I thought we would obviously play finals this year. Depends a huge amount in who we pick up in the offseason. If we can get ourselves an explosive midfielder and something to add a little depth to out back. And if Tex can get his back right. And if, my goodness, if Isaac Rankin can stop having his hamstrings pop in the last 30 seconds of games, who knows what we'll be able to achieve. Someone asks, will I be okay? No, but that's all right. How do I balance comedy and faith? You don't balance it. You walk with them together. Your writing in The Spectator was excellent. Any upcoming articles? Thank you. No, I'm hard at work on Wimbledog. All my literary efforts are going towards Wimbledog at the moment. I've written 14 pages of Wimbledog. I'm trying to write 10 pages of Wimbledog a day. I'm 16 pages behind at the moment. But we're going to get there. When you doing estates, you're besides Chicago. I assume that's about my other shows, but I've got some coming up. They're on jdfmccann.com right now. I'm going to be doing a show in Houston, and I'm going to be doing a show in Tulsa. I think the Tulsa one's in a church basement. And boy, there'll be some poems at that one. Any UK plans? Man, I'm excited about all these questions about the United Kingdom. Yes. Yes, I'll be coming to the United Kingdom. I need to line up a couple of podcasts that I can go on when I'm over there. If I can get some big... It looks like I'm lining up the big podcasts. And if I can do that, I think that's the secret to getting an audience. Is going on podcasts and being charming. I'm trying to do that at the moment. I'm trying to charm. Man, so many people asking for my favorite saint. Thank you. please do another pod with Nick Mullen. I'd love to. I'd love to do a podcast with Nick and Adam. I'll try and get back to New York. Man, that's really my strategy at the moment, I think, for growing the podcast while I become, you know, this attempt to become a big American superstar in the comedy scene is just relentless going on other people's podcasts. And then eventually having a special come out. These are the two strings to the bow. I don't know that you want two strings to the bow, but I can't think of another way to do it. And so that's what I'm doing, and we'll see how we go. Where was I on 9/11? I was in my family home. Who smells better, Matt or Shane? They are both distinctly non-odorous men. I don't ever remember having smelt either of them, and I am very smelly. So I definitely smell worse, but I would say Matt and Shane, I'm not to say that these are Patrick Suskind like literary characters who don't have a smell. It's just that I think their hygiene is so excellent, I wouldn't be able to tell you. Can I name my firstborn after you? Sure. Sure, it's been a good name for me. UK on the horizon. Yes! Feeling this UK. Yes! I love the UK. I love the British people. You're not an empire in decline. You're an empire on the rise. I can't wait to come over there. How big will the crew be on the boat? It'll be big enough so that I won't actually have to do anything. How many owls would it take for you to see in one day before you feel like something's wrong? Two, man. Even one would be a line ball. When are you putting out a special? As soon as I can. I'm trying to work towards the hour. I've got 20 minutes. I'm working on the second 20. We do 5 minutes of connective tissue and 5 minutes of poems, and we cut out 5 minutes of slack, and that's a special. Why are you becoming my favorite source of Journey to Boat Ownership content is the next question. I suspect that's because there's very, very little competition. Sailing or motorized catamarans? Sailing.
but with motorized possibilities. Favorite Bill Callahan song? Again, we're going to go shallow and say too many birds in one tree. The sky is full. I love Bill Callahan. He lives in Austin, apparently. I would so love to meet him. I don't need to have him on the podcast. Obviously, that would be great. I just want to be his friend. He's given me so much to be excited about the world in which we live. I love Bill Callahan. Can I pick Smog songs as well? Sycamore got to grow down, to grow up. I know that's also a Bill Callahan one, but I got Smog ones in the back pocket as well, ready to come out. A Drover by Trade. That's also a Bill Callahan one. Oh, there's so many. My Friend. That's also a Bill Callahan one. But, you know, let's not also, let's not forget. I mean, the first one that I got into was a Smog song, which was, oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? Man, I'd like to do an album of Bill Callahan songs. Oh, do I feel? That's a great one. Dress sexy at my funeral, my dear wife. That's a good one as well. And by maybe my favorite ever Bill Callahan line. I'm such a Bill Callahan fan, I bought his book, Letters to Emma Bowlcutt. Can you say the same? My favorite line is, I think it's, he goes, how can I stand and laugh with the man who redefined your body? Which I assume is about being at a party with the guy who took your lover's virginity. And, oh, man, I think about that all the time. I don't think that's ever actually happened to me. But I think I may have been that guy a couple of times. But I love that line. How can I stand and laugh with the man who redefined your body? I love you, Bill Callahan. I love you. This is all off the top of the dome. Freestyling Bill Callahan lyrics. My Friend. Love him. A man needs a woman or a man to be a man. Could you recommend a novella? It's been a while since I read The Stranger, but I already did that one, so we'll say The Stranger. Would you ever be in an Auntie Donna sketch? Somebody asks. And the answer is yes, if they ever invited me. I don't know the Auntie Donna people very well, I must say. I met them backstage once or twice, and they were all extremely polite. I think they're very funny men. And yeah, I would love to do it. I don't see them inviting me to do it because we don't know each other, and that would be a really important first step, would be them knowing me to invite me. But I love the Auntie Donna content, and I suspect I'd love the Auntie Donna boys if we knew each other. On September 11, 2001, 4,000 Jews were sent a mysterious message telling them to stay home. And, you know, I think it's that sort of thing that might prevent the Auntie Donna boys from reaching out. Boxers or briefs? Boxer briefs, no question. Love them. What was your favorite comedy show as a teenager? Frasier. Love Frasier. Great idea for the American people, James Donald Forsman Camp Catamaran Plan. Election. I have been thinking about running as a senator in my home state of South Australia. I think we could do some great things for the people of South Australia. We could build a high-speed rail that connects up with Sydney and Melbourne. We could build an underground subway. I have ideas that have nothing to do with trains, but those ones do involve trains. Love. The JDF MCP, thank you, is this next one. What are the odds you will end up doing stand-up in Michigan in the near future? Hi. Do you like Warhammer 40K? I didn't enjoy playing it because I could never afford enough pieces. But the lore seems interesting. God Emperor type stuff. Can I read your Marlon Brando 9/11 I have in my hands right now on the day of 9/11? You may. I allow that. Favorite movie? Too tricky. Too tricky a question. But, oh, it's a good question too. You know what I like is 90s comedies that run for 90 minutes that don't have an inch of fat on them. You know, Wayne's World, Men in Black, Space Jam's a bit shorter. These really perfectly constructed comedies that are quite short. Happy Gilmore. Adam Sandler made so many of them. Just not one piece of fat as a technical achievement. If I was to choose to see something, I mean, I watch Interstellar over and over and over again. Every time I'm on a flight and Interstellar is one of the films you're allowed to watch on the flight, I gravitate, if you will, towards Interstellar. But favorite movie? I mean, there are ones that really moved me that I never feel like I have the strength to watch again. Stalker, Persona, you know, that sort of thing. Favorite? It's too big. It's too difficult. It's the one I'm working on. It's Wimbledog. Wimbledog, 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 Wimbledog. Favorite poet? It's probably Walt Whitman. And or author? Definitely not Walt Whitman. I don't know, man. I don't read that many books. Nah, it's not true. I read a lot of books. Well, I have read a lot of books. Well, I read a lot of books for a person my age and my social situation who wasn't much of a book reader. I don't know, man. What's a lot of books? Favorite? I mean, who do I enjoy reading? I tell you who I'm not. I find myself, like C.S. Lewis is objectively great, but whenever I'm reading C.S. Lewis, I don't really like being in his company. And I know that will scandalize the C.S. Lewians out there, but I never find myself really wanting to spend time. That's just me personally. I never really want to spend time with C.S. Lewis. G.K. Chesterton is, on the flip side of that, just a real joy to hang out with. I mean, what a good time. But I definitely wouldn't say he was my favorite author either. I mean, David Foster Wallace, but I never want to read David Foster Wallace. But, you know, it was very impactful. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to. It would be something that I'd read recently. I feel like if it was not in the English language, I wouldn't really be able to tell if they were great. Like, I don't know what a Dostoevsky sentence looks like. I don't know what a Tolstoy sentence looks like. I've just read them in translation and enjoyed them very much. But, you know, in terms of what the words in a resonant Russian sense mean, that will potentially forever be obscured to me. But what a joy that would be. Man! Genuinely don't know. I'm trying to think of the last thing that I read that I just went, yes! Finally! And that has happened a number of times, but nothing comes to me right. I could go over to the bookshelf. Why don't you go over to the bookshelf and have a little squiz, Jimmy? Because I don't want to, because I'm afraid that there'll be nothing there, because my books are mostly in Adelaide. Oh, I mean, Barry Humphreys. I think it was More Please. It might not have been More Please. It might have been More Please. The fact that I don't know is a problem with answering it. How did you move to the US as an Australian? I got a visa. Would you try your own flesh if a 5-star chef cooked it? I mean, if they'd already taken, I wouldn't sign up for that deal, but if there had been an accident and they had the flesh and they said, this is good to go. Maybe. Maybe. Why do we subscribe to Christian sect when it's clear on the best case it has been spoiled? On the best case it has been soiled. I don't really understand the question. And if I do understand it, I think I disagree. I mean, it's a soiled world. And Peter is rebuked immediately after. He's declared to be the rock upon which the church is built. So it being a troubling church, it should not trouble us. Well, it should trouble us in terms of wanting to make it better, but it doesn't mean it's not the church. Why is it called the Dunny? No one knows. It's one of the great mysteries of our country. Have you been doing any more gambling? Someone asks, and I'm sorry to say I'm not. What's the story behind JDFM, the composer? I'll tell you, it sounds a little like this. We'll be right back.
backyard all died when you went away. I know living with me, baby, is sometimes hard, but I'm willing to give it another try.
To have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.